Every 13 minutes, someone in the United States dies from an opioid overdose. In fact, the rate of overdose deaths increased almost 50% between 2008 and 2015, with nearly half of those deaths attributed to opioids. This is according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And two-thirds of people who misuse prescription opioids first get or steal them from a friend or a family member. So that is why it's so important to know what drugs you're being prescribed and why. And if you have leftover pain medication, what do you do to get rid of it and the best practices to do that? Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Senior Medical Director for Optum Idaho, Dr. Ron Larson. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
Nice to have you back. So I want to ask you, why is it important that you should ask your doctor about the type of pain management prescription that you're getting? You know, if you go in maybe for a dental procedure or some type of medical procedure.
Right. We've changed a lot in the United States. It's now time for people to take control of their health care. And one of the important things having to do with pain is to ask questions. So we use the words, start the conversation with your doctor. And if pain is an issue, to ask, is this the right medicine for me? Is it addictive? What other medicines am I on that it might interact with? So it's important to start that conversation.
Let's go back like 20-some years ago when doctors, really what doctors were taught in medical school was that people should not have any pain whatsoever. Now we fast forward to today. Is that part of the reason why we have this epidemic?
That's part of the problem. Opiate epidemic is complex, but the part we're talking about today does have to do with prescriptions. And we were taught 20 years ago that, as a matter of fact, if you have pain, it should be the what we call the fifth vital sign. Mm. So what's your blood pressure, what's your pulse, and what's your pain score? And we really went the wrong direction with that, because it really isn't something that happens exactly that way. As it turns out, pain medicines can only take care of part of the pain anyway. And so we led people, the medical system and some of the well-intentioned education, led us the wrong direction.
So then what has changed?
Well, we have an epidemic,
right,
and people are dying. Last year, more people died from opiate overdoses than died in car accidents. That's huge. And so we're looking at it from every point of view possible. Some of it, obviously, is things that are being sold on the internet or illegal drug usage and all that. But the part we're here to talk about today is that each of us as individuals can do our part. Mm-hmm. What we can do is start the conversation with our physician or prescriber. We can know what it is we're putting in our bodies. And when we don't need it anymore, or when we don't need as much as been prescribed, let's get it out of our houses and get rid of it in the appropriate way.
And let's talk a little bit more about that. We were talking before the segment. I told you a little bit about my personal experience when I had my last child. I had a C-section. This was almost 7 years ago. Was completely off any type of prescription medication before I left the hospital, but had to fill that prescription before they would allow me to leave the hospital. That's changed now, though, correct?
It certainly has. Doctors are getting reviews of their own prescribing practices. We're sending letters to doctors so that they know exactly objectively how they're doing compared to their peers. But it's also important to know things like opiates. Well, antibiotics, for instance. You're given a 10-day supply.
Mm-hmm. And you have to take the whole thing for an antibiotic.
We'll yell at you if you don't.
That's right? Going to come back.
Yeah. But that's not true about opiates. If you can get by with one pill and you have five left, your job is to not put them in the medicine cabinet and give them to a friend or let somebody find them or have a child and experiment with them. Your job is to get rid of them.
And when you start that conversation with your doctor about, all right, why do I need this prescription medication or do I need it? Are there other safer alternatives? Because let me tell you, I haven't had a C-section 5 days out. I still needed pain management. I just didn't need that type of pain management.
Right. The conversation can even start before. So let's say you're going to have a dental procedure. Talk to your dentist about that. Some people manage the pain actually better with Aleve or something that can be given by the doctor at the time and then go home with a non-prescription medication. So to know your body, to know where you've been, to know what works for you. And of course, each person's an individual. Some people will need some opiates. But boy, the smallest number you can use. The other issue about opiates is they're tricky. At about the third day, your brain can start to say, oh, give me more.
Mm.
And so it's really important that you stay under 3 days, if at all possible.
I'm speaking with Senior Medical Director for Optum Idaho, Dr. Ron Larson. We are talking about this opioid epidemic in our country, but also what we can do to become more educated about this. So hopefully that can help maybe alleviate so many of these deaths that we're seeing. And Dr. Larson, one of the questions I have is, who is at risk for addiction? Is it truly every single person that uses a prescribed opioid?
The answer is no. As it turns out, there are some indicators. We know that some risk for addiction runs in families.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't the kind of genetics that you and I would think of, that if my dad had a problem, I'll have a problem. So we don't pay much attention to that. What we do is we talk about each individual person. And we talk about your history. Certainly, if someone has had a problem with alcohol before, I'd be very careful about prescribing opiates. So an individual decision. And this takes us back to that conversation with your physician and your own individual decision making.
What about a conversation with your physician with how these drugs might interact with other drugs? You know, I know some people like take anxiety medication, something like that. Could that have an effect?
It certainly does. And a number of the deaths have turned out to be from combinations. So if you take an anxiety medicine like an Ativan or a Xanax regularly, and you didn't tell the other doctor that you're now on an opiate or vice versa, you can get into problems. And that's where some of the deaths come from. The other tricky part about opiates is that they actually make you feel better from an anxiety standpoint. Whoops. So all of a sudden, here in the United States, it isn't that it's all about anxiety, but there are a lot of people hurting in the United States. And so part of this opiate epidemic is the idea of, well, I'll quit tomorrow or after the holidays when the stress is less. And so it's these are very seductive medicines.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk then about when you still have that medication lying around. You know, there are many instances I know, just going back to my own personal experience. I mean, I had a whole prescription that was never open, sitting in the cupboard.
Right.
And you can't just, or you're not supposed to, just flush it down the toilet, because then it gets, literally, it can get into our water systems and things like that.
And fish, they've even shown.
Yes.
That's right. So it is really important to go through your cabinet. And this week is a really good time, because Saturday, the 27th, is National Prescription Take Back Day. And so there's a lot of work that's gone into even a go on the World Wide Web, and there's a little calculator, and you look Take Back Day, and it will tell you with by putting your zip code in what is the closest place to your house that you can take those medicines back.
And we'll have that in the Treasure Valley as well as throughout Idaho. People just put that zip code in.
That's correct. And it's a little calculator that does that work.
Mm-hmm.
First, you have to convince yourself, however, that these are not valuable medicines that you should keep around. You have to convince yourself that these are potentially dangerous medicines, that late teens and early 20s, when people experiment with medications, they may just want to try one. No, I'm telling you, a certain percentage of those people are going to get into trouble. And as it turns out, the literature talks about that, that of the people that have difficulty eventually, more than half of them got that medicine from someone else's stash to begin with.
And, you know, we had a panel, a forum back in the spring just about this issue of the opioid epidemic that we're seeing in the Treasure Valley. And we had a young woman, Ashley, call in. She was 22 years old. She is clean and sober now, but became addicted. And simple things like finding that medication as a curious teenager and finding the prescription drugs. And that is where it all started. And we hear that story time and time again.
All right.
And we have to stop that story.
And I think people are ready. Enough people have died. Someone put out there in an article recently that half of the families in the United States know someone where opiates has really made a terrible mess for them. And so hopefully we're starting to get the message.
And a lot of that has to be the cultural shift within the medical community as well, that knowing that 20 years ago, that is no longer best practice.
I think that's entirely correct. The doctors have actually, the numbers of prescriptions have gone down. The usage has changed. There's even a little backlash that people are worried that you can't get meds when you really need them. But we're getting into the right range. The hard part is that I don't know if the dark web exists, but people talk about the fact that more than half of the problem is actually not the prescriptions that we write, the doctors write, but the ways that you can get these medicines. But what we can do as individuals is not have them in our house. If we do, lock them up. And if we take one and that's all you need, throw the rest away, but in an appropriate way, like on Saturday.
So again, this Saturday, as we wrap up, it is National Prescription Drug Take Back Day.
Correct.
We will put that website, we'll get the link, and we will put that on our website so people can just put their zip code in and find out the closest place to their home. So important that people get rid of those.
Exactly. We can all help, but we're also encouraging people to take care of their own health. And so ask your doctor, start the conversation.
That's so key and so critical to be your own advocate for your health.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Larson. Always appreciate the conversation with you. My guest today, Dr. Ron Larson, the Senior Medical Director for Optum Idaho.